Hey there, and welcome back to Ace of Sakai. Me and Moro are having a discussion talking about the upcoming anime 2024 season. Winter is done, now spring is coming, and I think we both agree there is a lot of heat on the spring anime season because winter was insane. Freedom was amazing. Kingdom was amazing. Solo Leveling. We're going to talk about all these in a separate episode. So if you've seen that one, that's a completely separate topic, depending on which one I put out first. But without further ado, let's talk about the upcoming animes we are excited about. One of the big main hitters that is already announced, Demon Slayer, May 4th. So we're going to see the movie, obviously. They're obviously going to put the movie there, which is going to be the first
episode. Well, the one episode, right?
Yeah, one episode. I feel bad for everybody that want to go watch it. Two fans.
Yeah, that's a waste of money. Yeah. And to be honest, I'm not excited about the Demon Slayer hot take. I think it's a trash season. I think the cash grab season. So
the Hashira?
Yeah, I mean, that's so, a fucking eight chapters or something in the manga. Like, what the fuck are you? Like what? Like, I don't understand that. I feel like they're going to add a lot of fillers.
That's why they're releasing it later on and not in April. They're like, you know, we'll take a six-week break.
Yeah, exactly. Right, because they want to end it when the other ends, but they're going to have a lot less episodes. I don't know. I think they made so much money from the movie one time, and they're just milking because they know, you know, there's only so much left.
Honestly, that studio needs it for all the animation.
But there's so many. Yeah, but they have so many other projects that they could work on to make money if they really wanted to. You know, like, so I'm not that excited about Hashira training arc with the Demon Slayer. Infinity Castle arc, which is afterwards, is super excited for that one. But
so that's
we'll see when that
after
happens.
After another movie, and that movie's going
to be six. Well, that's the thing, is that I have no idea. I could see the first part of the Demon Slayer Infinity Castle arc being a movie that focuses on Zenitsu. Spoiler. But yeah, I could see that as a movie. That's the kind of annoying thing. I think they probably didn't know how to break it down, but whatever.
Honestly,
to be honest,
I think they have a good formula, but they're abusing it. If they were to be like, you know what,
I agree.
Like, you know how they did with Mugen Train, I really legit thought going into Mugen Train was, I'm going to see this, and this is the only version we're going to see in here.
Yeah.
And then when the season 2 comes, it's going to be completely different. Not the fact that it was a continuation of this, and they put the 7 bullshit episodes, and people who actually paid to go, like real fans who actually went to go see, and that's the whole reason why I did not want to go see this movie. Because right before I went, and I didn't know this news, but it was already there before. Right before I went, they said that the first hour is the recap, 2 episodes from the last season. And the last season wasn't even that good. I'm not going to go back and rewatch something I thought it was okay.
No. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, the Mugen Train was fantastic. What they did with the movie was fantastic. They shouldn't have touched it again. They should have probably released the movie at Crunchyroll because there are probably people who needed to watch it. But not break it down to all these episodes and wasted a lot of people's time. And again, Hashira Training it's like the calm before the storm, and it's quite a bit of storm that comes. And I just don't. You can't call it a season. Amount of chapters, and I have no idea, but I think it's less than Mugen Train, so or equivalent. So it's just kind of baffling to see a season of it, and then it's gonna end on a cliffhanger, which is gonna be super annoying as well.
By the way, you're saying this, and I trust your judgment.
You shouldn't.
But when it comes to anime, it takes in this term and knowing, like, you know, where the manga is and where the content and the source is. You're practically saying you don't want this to be animated because it's really not interesting. It's more like a filler than it's actually canon.
It's interesting. It just there's just I don't know. There isn't enough to make it as a season, I guess. You know, it's all a setup for Infinity Castle. It's literally just a setup. It's like, would you ever make a season out of setup? Like, I don't think so. Like, you're gonna have some payoff. Anime,
only one anime that can pull out a filler and be epic. This is Gintama. Gintama is the only filler anime that will ever be good.
But you know the show itself is designed that way, right?
That's right. It's a parody. But see, I think originally I may have had Demon Slayer in my top 10 when we first started. I think I may have had it. It's not no longer there. It hasn't earned its place anymore. Because
no, I don't think so either.
In season 2, I'm pissed off that season 2 was 7 episodes were wasted on Mugen Train, which I already watched. I already watched it, and I did not watch season 2 at all because I was like, I watched Mugen Train 2-3 times. I love Rengoku. He's one of my favorite characters. But you abused it. You took away that feeling that a fan gets where I feel like this belongs to me. And then you just said, no, you know what? It's fine. Everybody gets it as long as we get the money.
I mean,
and then you did the same thing with season 3. And season 3 was small, and I felt we had more questions than answers, and I felt it was so fast-tracked that we're like, where's the story coming?
I mean, like, season 2 and 3 basically should have been one season, right? Because ultimately, it became, like, 8 episodes for both of them, right? You add a little bit of filler in beginning of season 3 and end of season 3,
that should have been season 2,
right?
Then. Entertainment District.
Right, that should have been, exactly, right? Because
I would have been perfectly okay with that.
Because that's ultimately like the introduction to the whole Hashira guys, right? That's that's when you learn about majority of the Hashira. You still have a couple that we don't really know, the Wind Hashira, the Stone Hashira, and they play a bigger role in the Infinity Castle arc. But it's this comparison of Hashira and the Upper Demon, and we get to see that. And so like they kind of both play a similar role, and you know their evolution, Hashira's evolution in the end of season 3. Should have been tied into the, you know, the Entertainment District card, because if they don't power up, right, they basically will lose the fight. And so I think they should have been tied up together instead of adding that stupid movie breakdown as a first part of season 2. So I think Demon Slayer season 2 should have been season 2 and 3 combined. And then what we should have been getting right now for season 3 was the Hashira training arc and the first part of the Infinity Castle arc. And then this arc should have been the second part of the Infinity Castle arc, which would have been epic as fuck. And then the final season being the final battle, I think would have been the perfect pacing. If they had to add like a 6 month of extra gap to make this happen, that's fine. I just don't like this idea of getting a season, getting excited for a season to have a filler, basically, or just the setup. And I think that's why it just kind of... for me, like a little bit of like when I heard about it, like Hashira training arc, that's it. Like, there's no way. And as it got closer and closer, it's like, yes, that's all you're getting. I'm like, what the fuck? So we'll see.
Before we go on to another two, three animes, I think the second heavy hitter of spring would be My Hero. It hasn't been announced when it's going to be dropped. I think it might be dropped in May, along with Demon Slayer.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I think that will be one of the better. I think it's going to be better. Probably the best. Best anime of the season, spring season.
Yo, I saw some images and some clips, and it looks wild. It looks like
everything it should be pretty well.
Season, but more.
Yeah, and that's basically what it is. There's a couple of disappointments that I dealt with, but like it is the final arc, right? So I think you'll be excited. I don't know how far they're going to take it. Obviously, they're not going to finish the show, My Hero Academia, because the manga is still going on, right? So it's not like you know they could end the season. They obviously will not end the season, but I'm pretty excited about it. you get to see more than what we saw from the last war arc. So,
how many seasons did you say you think is left? This and one more?
So what we're about to see is kind of a little bit of the aftermath of what happened in the last season. But then it kind of goes right back into it. Because, like, you know, the villains don't want to give you time, which is not shocking, you know. it can't be like other anime where the villains like, oh, we'll give you extra 6 months.
Honestly speaking, I really enjoy the fact that the villains are stronger now.
So villains will continue the soul. JJ King gets a little dull. I think the pacing is
I need to rewatch. You know what? It's okay. I mean,
I actually like the Shibuya arc. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about the Neo parts.
Just animated again.
This should remake already.
I cannot believe it won Fight of the Year and Anime Show of the Year. I cannot believe that.
I wouldn't go so far to say the Anime of the Year.
Chainsaw Man Anime Show was way better. Way better.
I don't want to say Chainsaw Man. I'll say the two shows that should have won it is either AOT or Vinland Saga should have won those two.
Chainsaw Man for me.
For me, like, the reason why Chainsaw Man wouldn't get it is because it's still the introductory season, so the weight isn't there. The animation was gorgeous. The music was phenomenal. It was fantastic. It definitely should have. Hopefully it won the best new anime. I don't remember who won what, but yeah, My Hero Academia,
Maharoga won, I think.
No, I mean like the best new anime.
Oh, Chainsaw Man won that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that makes sense.
Yeah. Obviously that was taken, but
yeah, I think the My Hero Academia should be a fun season. I'm gonna be a little grumpy at the very beginning.
I think My Hero is in our top. I forget.
It's not a top 10 or top 15.
It's higher than Demon Slayer right now for me.
It's top 50, right? Top 25. Yeah, top 30. You know, it's fun, entertaining. 15. I mean, the first couple seasons.
Demon Slayer for me.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, fourth and fifth season kind of got.
There's a lot of great villains I love in My Hero. Overall, I agree. Amazing.
Much DK, better than Demon Slayer.
DK is amazing. He is fucking amazing. All for One, whatever his one thing, he is a menace. He's a freaking pure evil. And you see the villains actually getting the upper hand. Which not many animes do that. Not even even Demon Slayer. We saw freaking Miss Hashira and the Love Hashira go against number 5 and 4 like they were equals.
Who the fuck? What are you talking about?
We're talking about upcoming spring animes. Spring season. We're just talking about spring season. We're waiting until you would join. So
just kind of we're talking about My Hero Academia versus Demon Slayer, which is more exciting. I don't know. First season of My Hero Academia was phenomenal, right? All Might was fantastic. All Might fighting seasons. First season of Demon Slayer was amazing. Mugen Train was amazing. Entertainment.
But I'm looking at consistency and quality, and I feel like My Hero has. Been
I would say Demon Slayer.
No,
I feel like
I think Demon
consistency.
Slayer,
Demon Slayer has been better.
I don't know about that because, we talked about the milking. Keep them
all Might fight. Peak of All Might, man. Like after the some of the major parts,
whole overall Hall arc is incredible. The first season was amazing.
But that's only half of the season, though, right?
The second, okay, that's fine. But my thing is, at least you're getting two. I mean, you're at least getting full seasons, whereas Demon Slayer is. Cash grabbing you and then giving you a little bit.
They are,
I'm not going to give you the respect when I'm getting it's quality. True.
Right, My Hero's giving you 20 plus episodes per season, while Demon Slayer is literally giving you 6 episodes for real per season, which is kind of what the fuck, man?
you're not only, I understand you got the logic down or the technique of to robbing people now, but I'm it is you're robbing fans. So I'm telling you exactly how many episodes My Hero has versus Demon Slayers. My Hero has 146 episodes.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
It's funny. I just started rewatching it again on Netflix. Yeah, I'm on season two. My Hero Academia.
Season one is fucking phenomenal, right?
So yeah.
Season one. Oh my god!
It could be a one take, but I'm just telling you. I think My Hero is better than Demon Slayer. I think we should give it its flowers.
Yeah, I would give it to. It's a hard choice.
It is a hard choice, but I see your point. So hey, like, I do think we should give merit to My Hero for giving us a full season versus Demon Slayer has tendency to do this weird, oh, we'll give you a movie and then we'll repeat that thing in a season and we'll give you a 6 episode and pretend like there was 14, 15 episodes when there really wasn't.
That was a little bit bullshit.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of like excitement for Demon Slayer first in the last episode being extended, but what I noticed was it was extended with fillers, which kind of annoyed me a little bit. And so, yeah, it sounds like they're playing a little bit of cash grab games, which does a little bit annoy me.
So let's do the first season of Demon Slayer gave us 24 episodes. We were all happy.
That was phenomenal.
So
phenomenal.
Now, if you take away Mugen Train, because that should have been a movie. It should have been a movie, and I'm going to look at it. So we got 10, maybe 11 episodes of season 2. And right. Then we got 8 episodes of season 3.
I think it was like 809, something like that.
Okay, so yeah. Let's just say 9. So 20 episodes in one. Now we're getting what, 8 episodes of the Hashira arc or 4?
Train, yeah. I don't know. In terms of chapters, there's only like 809 chapters in the Hashira. Yeah, I don't understand what
this. Let's move on with this. Let's just talk about the two other, I think, main animes. No, 3 other, really quickly.
There's few other.
I know, but I think we'll come back because, you know, I want to talk about, you know, what we don't want to talk about. Kaiju number 8, that's something I'm excited about. I have no idea what it is, but it's like, obviously, Godzilla.
I think that's probably the most excited one in terms of action. It's like the Solo Leveling of this season.
Three monster.
That's the slime.
No.
Slime, yeah. Slime is coming out.
Slime is that time I got reincarnated as Slime season 3. Okay. So that's coming out April 5th. But then there's another
coming out next week.
There's another anime coming out. Re-Monster.
When is that coming out? Re-Monster, April 2nd. I'm looking at it. By Studio Dean. Tomoki Kanta has been reincarnated in the weakest goblin named Goburo. After having undergone an unfortunate death, however, Goburo has retained his previous life memories. Isekai. Isekai. I don't know.
Goburo was in
there's
Slime.
Also the New Gate. There's also New Gate. There's Fable. A lot of enemies coming out.
Code Geass is coming out. Oh, Code Geass movie is coming out.
The movie. Yeah, the movie was already announced. I think it's coming out in theater.
You have Suicide Squad coming out.
Oh, I don't know if it's season. I don't know if it's enough for this season.
July 2024. You have Tower of God coming
summer.
Out.
That'll be summer. July is summer.
You have Tower of God, July 2024.
Yeah, that's summer. So let's talk about summer right now. Slime season 3 is coming back. I'm excited about that one. Slime is always a good watch. I'm excited about Slime. Jobless Reincarnation Part 2 is coming out. Part 1, I did not enjoy. I'm just being honest. It was too much about
catamounts.
Yeah, his penis not working. So it was more depressing than it was enjoyable. I think. Oh, there's also Spice and Wolf. That's a new anime project that's coming out.
Isn't Windbreaker supposed to be pretty fun one?
Yeah, by Clover. Yeah. It's Clover supposed to do it. That's what I'm excited about too. It's like a bunch of degenerates.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that one. I am excited about Kaiju Black number Butler's 8. I think I have not seen the first book.
Black Butler Public School Arc is coming out.
Black Butler is really good. You need to get on it.
Really good anime. Really good.
It's an old school anime, and it's really, really good.
Yeah. I like the old school better, but I still enjoy it. It's a guilty pleasure. It's a guilty pleasure anime.
It kind of left me thinking: is it pedophilia kind of thing, or
what?
Because the guy, the butler, is a demon, and he's obsessed with the kid because the kid signed a contract. But the kind of shit he says makes you wonder if he's in love with the kid. But you know he's a demon. You know, but he's trying, you know, to, like,
they have that, like, weird kind of lust thing
going on.
Yeah, it's a very lust feeling.
But it's a phenomenal anime. It's action, everything. It's amazing.
So before I wrap up, two movies I think we'll be interested in is Blue Lock, Episode Nagi, comes out April 19th. And Code Geass, that comes out May 10th.
When's the Chainsaw Man movie coming out?
Did it got announced? I don't think they started working on it.
No, I think they're.
I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it.
It's not this year? That's sad.
Yeah. All right. That's been the episode. We're excited for these animes. So, like and subscribe. Peace out.
Oh, wait. Loser Ranger. That's supposed to be really, really good.
Japanese Power Rangers. Peace out.
Peace out.